be seated. Get your Bible. What? My goodness. Now, in the times that we're living in, because of biblical prophecy, it has been spoken by the Lord that turbulent days are on the horizon today. All right? The Lord warned us, and he said to us, he began to tell us how to prepare ourselves and how to be in a certain position that darkness would cover the earth and gross darkness to people, but it won't bother you. So immaturity, lack of submission, religious ideals and opinions, being a church member, just taking communion, just reading your Bible is not going to work today. You got to become a real Christian. Tell the person next to you, you got to become a real Christian. And what I say about becoming a real Christian, that means you're going to have to grow every day. Did you hear that? You're going to have to grow every day. I mean, you can't live on stale bread. You got to put yourself in a position that the Father can give you fresh bread on daily basis. So, in leaping into the area of in the realm of the spirit, what's God's whole ordeal is a spiritual realm. God is a spirit. We're spiritual sons and daughters. We're not physical sons and daughters. We're spiritual sons and daughters. And so the Lord seemed to want to develop the church in supernatural boldness. Knowing what you have a right to, listen to me now, and how to make it happen supernaturally. Now, we gave you a definition of the supernatural. The supernatural is the unfolding of the possibilities of God. That's powerful, man. See? So I'm saying to you, there's a position, turn to 1 John, chapter 4, 1 John, not John Gospel. There's a position that you can get in every scenario of your life. You can unfold the possibilities of God. Why? Because you have his image. He's created you in his image, in his likeness, right? You're partakers of his nature. We read on last Sunday, 2 Corinthians 5:17, said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, a new creation, a new species that never existed before. It's divine. You're partakers, 2 Peter says, you're partakers of his divine nature. Is that right? See, all of this qualify you for the realm of doing the impossible, or operating in the realm of unfolding the possibilities of God. I don't think he hearing what I'm saying. At any given moment, because you're in his image, you're in his likeness, you have his nature, you're a new creature, then we step off into the realm of being the sons and daughters of God. Jesus prayed in the 17th chapter of Matthew, he prayed, Jesus, 17th chapter of John, Jesus prayed that they be one as we are one, operating in your glory. What is God's glory? All that God is, all that God has, and all that God can do. See, you have to, because you're his child and because you're connected with him, if you understand how to function in supernatural boldness. And so when it comes down to this sonship, there's a lack of maturity in so many Christians that they do not have this boldness. You can't pretend to have this boldness, because Satan will call your bluff. You either have it or you don't have it. And so here in this church, I want to train you some things about the likeness and the image. And so the way you remember how you look spiritually. What is the way for me to remember how I look spiritually? When I become a child of God, I become a son and a daughter of God, how can I keep my appearances straight? In other words, how can I live up to my position? I want to. All the promises of God, I want them to come to pass in my life. How about you? And the miracles and the signs and the wonders and the manifestation and the demonstration that God's word says I can have. I don't just want to read about them. I don't just want to read about Apostle Paul and John and James. No, I got a life to live. And if I'm serving the same God, I should be able to get the same result. Anybody with me here? And so it's my job to take you and teach you how to consistently look in the mirror of the supernatural. There's a supernatural mirror where you can always get the reflection from that mirror of who you really are. And we have today, religion's not going to get it. You're going to have to know how to dress yourself properly in the realm of the spirit. You're going to have to know how to wear righteousness. You're going to have to know how to wear faith. You're going to have to know how to wear the helmet of salvation. You're going to have to know how to keep everything up by having the girdle of truth tied around your waist. You're going to have to know how to keep your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You're going to have to know how to hold up the shield of faith. And my brothers and sisters, you're going to have to know how to use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That's supernatural. And you begin functioning in impossible things for people who just operating through their intellect, operating through their mind. You are a spirit being. And you have been called to the realm of the supernatural. You have the ability to call things that be not as though they were, and they have to answer you. You have the ability to speak your life. Listen, oh my God, listen. You have the ability to speak your life through in the voice of Jesus. When you understand who you are in Christ, your voice become the same voice that Jesus had. In other words, God hear Jesus. When you talk, God hear Jesus talking. Because why? We all sons of God. But immaturity have robbed the church of being in that position. And the Lord is calling us back. He want to restore us back into the position when we speak, things happen. What we say to mountains and trees and to problems and to situation and to opposition and to our enemy, they must obey us. That's why we're being called back to. We're being called back to the supernatural. We're being called back. We're being called back not to just sit around and be a church member. No, no. Your authority, your dominion must come back to your life today. That's the only way I can protect you as a pastor. That you recognize that you have this authority on the inside of you, but you got to keep looking in the mirror. Keep looking in the mirror. I'm going to take you to the mirror this morning. But I want to read that in 1 John 4:16. 1 John 4, see, I want to read that because it has something to do with you being in supernatural boldness. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Herein is our love made perfect. You with me? Yes, that we may have what? Oh. That we may have what? Oh. That we may have what?
Boldness.
Boldness in the day of judgment. And I say to you, the day of judgment is every day. When Satan come to you and tell you you're going to be sick, that's the day of judgment. You got to stand up and say, no, I'm not guilty. I'm healed. But this last statement said because, and this bring us back to the Garden of Eden. Before Adam fell. Adam was a bad boy before he fell, boy. He had power. God had put him in power. Because as he is, so are we in this world. That's one of the most powerful statements you will ever hear. It almost don't seem real to some because they don't understand. Because an immature Christian, a carnal Christian, a Christian who don't want to be a student, this statement don't mean a doggone thing to you. But it just explodes on the inside of me every time I read it. Because as he is, so are we in this world. It's telling me I could be just like him. You remember what Romans 8:11 said? Look at it. Romans 8:11. You see, you need to understand it. I always say it this way. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. Huh? And look at Philippians 3:10. That I might know him and the power of his resurrection. You see, these type of things in the spirit realm, we have to let the Holy Spirit, help us to understand these things, that we are not just normal people. We are not just flesh and blood, but there's a God on the inside of us that is bigger than every situation, bigger than any enemy, bigger than any problem, bigger than any circumstances. I told you, circumstance is only the circle you're standing in. When you decide to move out that circle, that circumstance won't exist anymore. There's a supernatural boldness that we have to move in the spirit realm, beyond politics, beyond intellect. There's a realm. There's a supernatural lifestyle that the believer can live. God is calling us to supernatural boldness, where we tell sickness, no, you're not going to stay on my body. We tell lack, no, you're not going to stay at my address. We tell things that try to divide our family, no, you're not going to divide. No, you can't have my children. No, you can't have my grandchildren. No, you don't. No, you don't. I bind you in the name of Jesus. We have the ability to bind the strong man. What do you thought Jesus meant? Said, whatever you bind on earth, I bind in heaven. What a powerful, Roy. Whatever you loose, whatever Roy loose on earth, Jesus said, I'll loose it in heaven. In other words, he's saying to you, you have my divine backup. You have supernatural backup. You have miracle working power backup. You can do the impossible. You can see the invisible. We are not going to lay down and take this going to church. Talking about we're a church member. No, we got to activate the power of God in the name of Jesus. Now, I want to take you to look in the supernatural mirror for a moment. I'm going back to your sonship. We need to mature. There's too much immaturity in the church. We're taking too much mess off of the devil. It's not people really against you. The devil behind it all. You got to know how to stop him. You got to know how to walk on him. You got to know how to do a Luke 10:19. Behold. Look at hell. Behold, I give you power. Trade upon serpents and scorpions and power the enemy. Shall do you no harm. Is that good news?
Yes.
So let's look in James 1. James 1 for a moment. I want to look at that before I go to Galatians, because I need to get you to mature more. We need to just stop just stop coming to church. We need to know who we are and break out bad any moment. You know what I'm saying? I got to try and talk street talk. You know what I'm saying? Other words, I don't know if you wrote this down, because I got the Lord keep coming. Living in your supernatural identity. Write that down if you haven't wrote that down. I must live in my supernatural identity. And then understand the supernatural, your supernatural identity is the unfolding possibilities of God in your life. Boy, that's something that man, you know that? Living your living in your supernatural identity, what you the image, the likeness, I'm partaker of the divine nature, right? I'm a new creature. I'm a son. So I want you to write this down because I might not get a sonship and partnership. The partnership of the Holy Spirit. We'll finally get to it. See, that's what makes you so, your life so dynamic and it's working because you know how to hook up with the partner. Everybody say partnership of the Holy Spirit. Now, ladies and gentlemen, look here. Look this way. Partnership of the Holy Spirit? What? What? That's the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. What? That's the spirit that gives Jesus the ability to put the garment he had in the grave one place and went walk over quite slowly, fold a napkin and put it somewhere else, then walk out the grave. Now, you're going to have to know. Listen to me. I'm about to say something. You're going to have to know now. Listen to me. You're going to have to know that this book is supernatural. You're going to have to know that the words in this book, they are spirit and they are life. Now you have to know they are spirit and life, Jay, in another realm. In another dimension that you by faith can bring in this dimension, watch me, and overrule it. Oh, y'all didn't hear that. Y'all didn't hear what I said. See, when you know how to yield to the Spirit of God with the Word of God and put the Word of God in action, it overruled every verdict that been pronounced on your life in the natural. In other words, you have the ability to bring all your affairs of your life into, you listening? A higher court. The court down here says you're guilty. The blood says you're not guilty. So everything, look at me. Everything you're dealing with this morning can be brought to the higher court. Higher than the Supreme Court. You can argue your case with the Word of God. Oh, man. Come on, Lonzo. Come on, man. You can argue your case. You can take this word and argue your own case. You don't need me. My job is to prepare you to be a lawyer. What about what y'all over here? I'm preparing you that every time the enemy attack you, you come out and argue your own case with this book. This book. And I don't know why the Spirit of God will tell you this, but I'm going to tell it to you. The Spirit of God told me to tell you, you are not a pushover. So don't even accept it no more. And you're not going to fail. And you're going to be blessed. And you're going to another level. Now tell me who wouldn't want to come to a church like this? It's good news, man. And it's the truth. And this is the gospel Jesus preached. So, are you ready to look into the supernatural mirror? Once you take one look, you can look the rest of your life. You just got to know how to look in there. How to look. I need something to happen supernatural. I'm going to show you how to get it happen. How many of y'all need something to happen supernatural? All right. All right, sit down. Let me show you do it. James chapter 1. It's very simple. See, image, likeness, divine nature, new creature, son, heir, joint heir with Christ, partnership with the Holy Spirit. My goodness. My goodness. My goodness, man. This thing is so real. My goodness. Let me tell you what the Spirit of God is saying. All your defeats are over. You shall not be defeated another moment in your life. Matter of fact, I want you to sit down and write that over. Write it down. All my defeats over. I'm not saying you're not going to be challenged. But if you're challenged and you know what to do, and if what you're doing is greater than the challenge, you have to come out victorious. Can you hear my voice? You hear what I'm saying? I'm not saying you're not going to have some circumstances in some situation, but if you know what to do, you can't be defeated. If you're functioning in a higher power than any power that exists, all lower powers have to bow at the name of Jesus, at the power of Jesus' blood. You are not in a predicament. You're the one that predicts how things are going to come out. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the glory to fall. I believe the glory want to fall in Darrow today. I believe God want to fall in this place and make himself strong in your mind, in your heart, in your life. Who told you you wasn't going to be nothing? Who told you because you made 9 mistakes you're not going to make it? Who told you that the blood can't handle it? Who told you God couldn't forgive you? Who told you you couldn't start off again? Who told you God don't love you? God do love you. This supernatural boldness is not seen in the church because you have to know how to look in the supernatural mirror, and you have to put the two together. And when you find yourself dwelling in weakness and seem like you can't handle something, you go back and look in the mirror. Why are you looking in the mirror before you came here this morning? You want to see if things are right on the outside, right? You do the same thing for the inside. Let me preach. See, just like you dress up on the outside, you have to dress properly from the inside. Then you got to have to see. You have to see if your hair right. You got to see if things right on the inside. But you can't look in the natural mirror to see how you do on the inside. But we do have a mirror. You got to be bold. Tell the person next to you, you have to be bold. Be bold.
Be bold.
Be strong.
Be strong.
The Lord thy God is with thee. I shall not be afraid. You remember that? Walking in victory. And then I made the statement, I'm in jam, but then I'm trying to relapse over some things because it was so powerful. When we read John, 1 John 4, 17, you know what the Message Bible said? In 1 John 4, 17, we just read, you know, we're talking about as he is in the world, so we. He says, our standing in the world is identical with Christ. 1 John 4, 17. The Message Bible said, our standing in the world is identical with Christ. Now all I got to do, how was Christ standing? Rise up. Take up your bed and walk. How'd you got 5 loaves and 2 fish? Everybody sit down. Father, I know you always hear me. 12 baskets left over. How was Christ? He's working in the miracle working power of God. You see me? All right, sit down. Let me try to read this to you. Sit down. In James chapter 1, verse 22 says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self out of the supernatural. Then he says in verse 23, you still with me? Watch what he says now. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass or in a mirror. All right? That's what I'm talking about. For he beholdeth himself and goes his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Now look at verse 25. Verse 25. For whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, that's the word of God. Huh? And continue therein. He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Now hold verse 25. Now let's meditate. Let's investigate here. But whosoever looketh into the perfect, already, watch what I'm saying. Already, watch. You ain't ready for this. Already proven. It does not need your opinion. I don't need to ask a question, is this scripture going to work? It's the perfect law of liberty. Look how perfect it is. Look in Romans 8:2. Look in Romans 8:2. It's perfect. It's perfect. It's perfect victory. It's perfect. I said, oh my goodness. I wish I could jump on you out there. It's perfect. Perfect victory. Say perfect victory.
Perfect victory.
When you walk in the supernatural, Yvonne, you're walking in perfect victory. It may look like you're not winning, but you have to win. If you don't win, God is a liar. And God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll make it good. If he spoke it, he'll cause it to come to pass. Numbers 23:19. Romans 8:31. Whoa. Romans 8:31. If God is for us, tell me who? Tell me who? Tell me who? Who can be against? You know what? That's what he's saying. Who can be against me and stand up to the God that is for me? Ooh, my. So it's the perfect law. Go back to that scripture, because I want them to see this. I may not get much further, but I want them to see this. It's the perfect, perfect law. James 1:25. I'm going to go back there. Perfect law of liberty. Perfect law of what? Perfect law of what? What liberty mean? Yeah. Perfect freedom. Freedom of what? You listening? Everything Satan shoot at you. Got it? Now see the mirror. Now here's the mirror. Now, how many of y'all looked in the mirror this morning? I hope you looked in the mirror. Y'all got mirrors in your house? Huh? Y'all like your hair combed pretty good. Y'all must have looked in the mirror. All right, now listen. But now, are you going to leave out your house tomorrow based on what you saw today? Please don't come my way. So you have to look in the mirror every day. Oh, now, y'all preaching now. Here we go. Here we go. We're preaching y'all now. Uh-oh, what did it say here? And what? Continue therein, you've got to continue looking. He being not a what? Every time you sense that you are losing and you're about to give up and about to quit and about to faint, huh? You forgot who you was when you were doing your meditation. If you want to continue to be blessed, be a doer of the word, this man should be blessing his deeds. You see that? Now, let's go to the sonship, because I believe it's because of immaturity. I believe it's because of immaturity. I see my friend, I see Clarence, and Clarence helped me so much when I was younger. I was a barber, and Clarence didn't even collect no rent from me. Clarence Jackson, he's here today. I went to the shop, you know, I'm green, I'm out of the country. And I didn't know the rope. Clarence, they had to take care of me. I was just as green as, you know, Buck, don't do that, you know. They took care of me. See, because they were more matured in the street life than I was. Because I'd have got killed. I remember a man coming with 3 cars and Molly. Clarence told me, don't mess with it. He said, don't mess with that, Buck. You ain't going to see it. I said, Clarence, I see that thing. I see it. I see that red one. Clarence said, no, you don't see it, Buck. He's trying to keep me, you know, trying to help his little homeboy. I said, no, I see it. I got the money, man. Up, black. Car disappeared. 3 cars and Molly. Old Joe, the player, was 3 cars and Molly. I lost my money. Clarence tried to stop me, though. Up, wrong card. Maturity. Immaturity will cause you to live in a snared life, a trapped life. And so as a son, I want to show you, because sonship produce heirship. I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. There's so much. Are you listening to me? There's so much belong to your children. Religion have robbed us. We've been going to church, fanning with funeral home fame, and just preaching about hell every service and getting saved over every Sunday. You're getting saved again. You're already saved. You know what I'm saying? Just preaching. You're going to hell. You going to hell. You was out last night. Man, come on. Let's preach the word. Anybody want to hear about no hell every Sunday? I ain't going to no hell. You going? Let's learn how to live. Now, let me read this to you. We need to see this. You see, I want to read it out of the New King James version. I want to start at Galatians chapter 4, verse 20. I want to start at 3, though, 26. Galatians 3, 26. And I got a reading for that. And I need you to, because this little Bible, do it. Sons and heirs. H-E-I-R-S. Son and heirs. That means, heirs mean you have, if you're going to preach, I'll quit preaching. If you're going to preach, I'll quit preaching. Are you saved? All right, pay attention then. Sons and heirs. I don't need nobody clowning around when I'm preaching. I need you paying attention.
Yes, sir.
Sons and heirs. It's so important. If your sonship is not in place, you're not an heir.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
If your sonship is not in place, if you don't know how to function, if you don't know how to, I mean, I'm talking about daughters too, if you don't know how to function as a son, even though you are a son, Leroy Jr. is my son, but if he don't do the right thing, or Montreal, they don't do the right thing, they're going to miss what belongs to them.
Yes.
Especially if you don't know what to do. And so, I believe in the church, a lot of church members don't know their son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen.
And for lack of better words, you can't cash in.
Nope, right.
There are things that God has for you right now.
There
are blessings,
yes, sir,
that God has for me right now.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. This is very keen. That is very tricky what I'm about to say. People are trying to get a manifestation, what is a supernatural operation of God, making things that seem like they can't happen, happen because he did it. All right? I'm just trying to give a definition of manifestation. Because what I'm about to tell you now, we haven't talked about this much. I still got it, but what I'm about to tell you now, we haven't talked about it much. Manifestation, you got manifestation, you got demonstration, even creation. Because your words are creative. Words are spirit. You can speak words and things have to happen, all right? But what I believe, why we don't have the supernatural manifestation that we should and the supernatural demonstration that we should or supernatural miracles and signs and wonders as we should. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Because we miss our visitation. Write that down. Write it down. You see, before there are going to be a manifestation, before there are going to be a demonstration, there has to be a visitation. All right? In other words, God's spirit must commune with you. And tell you how to position yourself so God can make this happen. See. Listen, I want you, not all you got to do is pay close attention to what I'm saying now, because everybody about to get a promotion. Yeah. You hear me? Just pay attention now. Pay attention. What you believe in God for, he's not going to give you that first. He's going to visit you. God been to my house. He gonna see the visitation. See, we're missing the visitation so hard looking for the manifestation. That's why you got to love God. Because he shows up first. And how you entertain him gonna determine what you're gonna entertain. So let me say it this way. Entertain come before obtaining. You see it? See, come on now, come on. Look with me. See, God come to see how you're going to treat him. reverence, reverence, humbleness, meekness, gratitude. He comes first. He comes before he is your answer. But he come before your manifestation comes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And how you handle him,
yes,
God,
yes, sir.
Himself, will determine how you're going to handle the package.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, you want to hear a word? I don't want y'all to tear my church up, all right? But I heard a word. The package is coming. That's what I heard. The package. You heard that? The package is coming. That what you've been believing for is about to happen in your life.
Yes, sir.
Y'all, make some noise up in here. Y'all believe the word of God? Y'all believe the mouth of the prophet? The Lord said, if it's healing, if it's some type of material blessing you've been believing for, I heard the Spirit of God say the package is coming. It's on the way. Get ready. But now, get this. I'm coming first. And how you handle me going to determine how fast the other thing going to get here.
Wow.
I'm coming first. You see, I have visited you, but you didn't spend enough time with me. You were so concerned about what I can get you. But I have my man teaching you this morning how to handle this thing right. Just spend all your time with me. And when you finish spending your time with me, you're going to find out everything has fallen in place. Because it's all about me. Come on, y'all. Come on. Y'all let me preach in here. It's all about me. Spend time with me. I'm going to show up before the packet because I am the packet. See, Brad, that's a time to stop asking and to begin to thank me for it. Because I already heard you. But now I just want you to love on me. Just tell me I'm a good God. Just tell me I already been good to you. Just give me thanks for what I already have done. Have I brought you? Have I brought you? Have I brought you places you thought you wasn't going to ever make it? Didn't I do it for you? Didn't I put my arm around you? Didn't I carry you when you couldn't carry yourself? When you were sick, did I make you well? Did I stand by your bedside all night long? Here's what God said. I know I'm a good God. But I need to hear you tell me I'm a good God. He's a good God. God, our God, is a good God. I'm telling you right now, there's no answer you're not going to get. If you follow these instructions, just follow instructions. There's no reason you shouldn't get your answer. Lord God Almighty. All right, Lord, visitation. You want me to talk about it some more? Visitation, sit down, visitation. You have to look for a visitation. See, God come along and romance you. You talking about you being in love? You ain't never seen no love until God romanced you. Until God start rubbing on your shoulder and tell you how much he love you. Till God start putting his finger through your hair and tell you how much he love you. You ain't had no love yet. You ain't had no romance until God romanced you. You talking about a love affair. You talking about an affair. Perfect love casts out fear. The fear that I'm not going to make it. The fear that I'm not going to get my answer. The fear like I'm washed up. The fear that it's all over. Perfect love, cast that out. It ain't over yet. Say it. It ain't over yet. It ain't over till I win. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Who come here and thought they wasn't gonna make it? Who come here and say, I'm tired being on this same level? I'm tired doing the same thing. Who came here? I'm ready for something to happen. Who yeah? Who ready for it? I'm ready for God to move in his majesty, in his glory. I'm ready to yield to the glory of God. Who y'all ready to yield to the glory of God? I'm ready for God to make a difference in my life. I'm tired of the same old thing. I'm ready to move to another level. Right? You with me? I said, you with me?
Yes, sir.
I'm not by myself?
No, sir.
You with me?
Yes, sir.
Have I been preaching the Bible?
Yes.
Is it the truth?
Yes, sir.
All right, now watch this. Sit down. Watch this. Watch this. I got a few more minutes. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch it. Watch it. It's about to hit you. Watch it. Watch it. Watch this. Something about to hit you. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out. What you been believing for? What you been believing for? What you been believing for? It's about to happen. What you been believing? It's about to happen. What you been believing for? What you been believing for? It's about to happen. What you been believing for? You been believing for something? What you been believing for? It's about to happen to you. It's about to hit here. It's about to hit this place. We've heard enough. We got enough too. What?
Yes,
what you been believing for?
Yes,
it's about to happen to you. You understand? What you been believing for? What you believing for, God? What you believing for?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's time for it to happen.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, sir.
But I ain't got no time. Life too short. I ain't got time to be praying about this for 50 years.
Yes, sir.
I need this thing to happen. You understand?
Yes,
it's time. I say it's time for it to happen.
Yes, sir. It's time for it to happen. Yes, sir.
And I'm going to be bold enough to say, what you've been believing for is about to happen.
I receive it.
How many of y'all received that? Receive it. What you, what? Receive it. What you've been believing for is about to happen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I believe my healing happened today. I believe my blessings start flowing right now. I believe I get my answer now. Right at a nine.
Yeah, right now.
You praisers, get up. Get on up to the thing. You praisers, get on up. Let me preach a little more. It's going to happen now. Now it's going to happen. You understand me? I want you to stop worrying about it. It happened now. Now it happened. Hey, 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 the glory. Hey, 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 that's the glory. Hey, hey, that's the glory, the glory. The glory's here. Hey, 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 the glory. The glory's here. Hey, the glory's here. That's the glory. That's the glory. Hey, 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 glory, glory. The glory here. The glory here. Lift your hand. The glory here. Hey. Here. Oh, my sin in the more. Oh, the glory.